Welcome to 2015, or should I say welcome to some thinking about 2015. It's just after 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and I'm sitting in the snug, yes, the snug of Tom Collins's bar in Limerick, having consumed one pint of Guinness. So I've just sat down before leaving to say something about how on earth am I going to navigate 2015? How am I going to not only survive it, but, let's use a cliche, thrive during 2016. 15. So let me start by telling you about 2014. In 2014, I picked a word that was going to guide me continuously throughout the year and was going to ensure that I didn't take on too much. And the word was no. No. Now, those who know me well will understand why I've got a big smile on my face as I say that that was my word for 2014, because I did some things in 2014 that if I'd said no to them, I might actually be might have had a better second half of the year, certainly. But no matter, the fact that something hasn't succeeded in 2014 is absolutely no good reason to decide it won't succeed in 2015. So I am about now to tell you what three words I've picked to guide me during 2015. I've picked three words which matter a lot to me, or rather what I'm going to use them for matters a lot to me. So the three words are present, voice, and explore. So present, voice, and explore. So let me just say a little bit about what I mean by these. By present, I associate it with balance, with paying attention, with living in the now, not letting my enthusiasms lead me astray, being present all the time, not running away with myself, taking my medications. Yes, taking my medications, being present, being attentive, not straying off that path. Habits, my habits, facing up to timely. Yeah, what do I mean by that? I think I've stumbled over that. Basically, I've got facing up in a timely way to things, having the habit of facing up in a timely way to things. In other words, not putting things off and hoping that they won't bear down on me. Dealing with things at the time. Having my feet on the ground. Being personal. Yeah, being present, being personal. Paying attention to other people. All of which can be summed up in a kind of a way, not losing the run of myself. It's a great Irish little idiom, not losing the run of myself. So that's what present means to me. And I'm going to use that to help me navigate the ups and downs of the year, the stormy seas of the year, the blue sky thinking, the enthusiasms of the year. I'm somebody who has to pay as much attention to the exciting things that happen during the year as to the depressing things that happen during the year. So being present stands for what I'm going to do in the coming year. These three words, by the way, are kind of a lot handier to have, if you can remember them, than having a whole list of annual objectives and goals, which you can really only handle if you have the bit of paper in front of you. Okay, my second word is voice. This is all about giving voice to my abilities, standing up for what I feel, standing up for what I think, being strong and brave and expressing my creativity. Yeah, I do have creativity and I'm going to express it. I'm not going to hold back and bury it. I'm not going to be one of these people in the coming year who hides his talents. Many a flower was born to blush unseen and waste its sweetness in the desert air as grey Thomas Gray, was it Thomas Gray who wrote "Ploughman homeward plods his weary way and leaves the world to darkness and to me"? Anyway, that's a little poetic thing, expressing my creativity, speaking out, standing up for me, and standing up for those I support. Both me and those I support. And not running the risk of not expressing myself. Yeah, I'm going to run risks. But I'm going to run the risk of... I'm going to run the risk of expressing myself. And... It's always possible to hold back from expressing yourself until you've actually... until you've got it right, until you express yourself perfectly. So I'm not going to hold back from expressing myself until I've got it perfectly formed. In other words, I'm going to run some risks in that area. And finally, I suppose it's associated, having a voice associated with being direct, not going all around the houses, beating around the bush, getting to the point quicker, more clearly, being concrete, not abstract. Anyway, that's all about my voice. And in fact, I would say that in that connection, I'm going to help other people to grow their voice, be better at expressing what they think and they feel. And so let's go to the third one then. The third one is explore. I'm going to be an explorer in 2015. This is associated in my mind with traveling to people, traveling to places, traveling to ideas, traveling to points of view, exploring the world around me. Doesn't have to only mean physically traveling. It may mean putting myself out to understand alternate points of view to my own, alternate feelings in situations, keeping my eyes open, moving, being on the move in some way. And that includes making pilgrimages. That's a kind of, for me, a pilgrimage is a journey with a spiritual purpose. So you can make that journey without moving anywhere. So if I take up yoga during the year, that will be a way of exploring. I'm going to go on an expedition like Winnie the Pooh. If you know A. Milne's book, Winnie the Pooh, I'm going on an expedition. I'm going to regard 2015 as going on an expedition. I'm going to reach out to others. I'm going to reach out to people with difference from myself. I'm going to meet people. And I'm going to journey onwards. Journey. I'm going to see the year as a journey. And there's a great Irish phrase, Go nairig an bóthairleach. Go nairig an bóthairleach. May the road rise up before you. So may the road rise up before me and you during 2015. So there we have the three words, present, voice, and explore. They are my three words, which hopefully will make 2015 a really good year for me and for those that I love. And that includes you too. All the best. Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, saying cheerio for now.